go to school to get an education. I treat each and every day like a mini vacation. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up, I want the world to know. All grown up, I really want to shout it out. All grown up with you. All grown up with you.
Nothing will keep me from the tomb of dust. Take that, you freaky bird! The atomic mind bar!
You fool! You walked right into my trap!
The Saul Kano?
Yes!
Be very afraid!
For no single card can take out the beast, which is half stand-up comic, half volcano.
Princess Nyoko can!
Princess Nyoko is powerless without the third eye card.
We know!
Boy, am I hot!
How hot are you?
I am so hot! I need a potholder to pick my nose!
Level 5.
Yay! Wrap it up, folks! You still have to hit the festivity pavilion to finalize plans for your party.
Oh, we already know what we want. Red Mirror Dragon napkins, Princess Nyoko invites,
and unlimited passes for all rides, including
Saul Kano's Head Explosion!
This is gonna be our best birthday party ever!
I know you gotta go, but please, come back soon.
You know, I've seen her a million times, but I never noticed until now. That hologram is hot.
Oh, you kids are growing up so fast. Speaking of growing up, Lil, you and I have some serious business to take care of. Look at this selection! It's like a smorgasbord of bras!
Keep it down, Betty. I think the girls want to keep this experience discreet.
Hey, I'm like that 16-hour girdle over there. Discreet's my middle name.
Come on, let's get it over with. It can't get any worse.
Ooh, look, Lil, matching panties! Lil? Kimmy? Where'd they go? Lil DeVille, please meet your mother at Junior Prize!
How long do you think we can hold these positions?
How about forever?
Oh, jeez, do you have to make such a scene?
Man, this thing's like a double-barreled slingshot. Ow!
Are you wearing one to school tomorrow?
I was gonna wait till your party, which, by the way, is gonna be awesome. Historically speaking, DeVille birthday parties reign supreme.
Today is a joyous rite of passage. You stepped into that dressing room a girl, but you came out a woman.
So, we'll be able to go on any ride we want as many times as we want?
That's the deal.
Ever since my addiction, you might say I'm tempting fate by going anywhere near you gotta go anything. But this party's gonna be epic!
Have you guys ever noticed that Princess Nyoko is kind of a hottie?
With or without her third eye?
With.
Oh, yeah.
Very hot.
And if you stand on the third step of the time progression booth, you can see through her robe!
Chucky, she's a hologram. You can see through her everything.
It's weird. You know, up until a week ago, I always thought of girls as boys you weren't allowed to punch. But they've changed.
They haven't changed. You've changed.
Me? Nah, I'm still the same old hit 'em out of the park, Phil. Ow.
What are we going to do?
Vampire proof the castle immediately. Now that your wife has been bitten twice, it's only a matter of time before they return. And if she is thrice bitten, She'll become one of the undead.
I'm going to have a vampire for a wife?
Look at the bright side. She'll look young forever.
This is the cheesiest movie ever!
Keep it down, Dill. You're gonna get busted.
Dill, what are the rules about watching horror movies?
Not until I'm 10. Unless it's really lame, in which case 9 is acceptable. Nope, that was me. Yeah, that'll hold her.
Oh, I better go now. Give you two some time to get to know each other.
Mom, I'm...
Good morning, sunshine!
What's so good about it?
No sleep, eh? I can't believe you got so scared at such a lame movie. If you don't buy the vampire angle, what's your explanation? I'm open to suggestions.
You drew it odd just to mess with us.
Would I do something like that? Of course I would, but I didn't. Hey, I'm as skeptical as the next guy, but these bite marks are the real deal.
2 days to the big blowout, huh, Phil?
Yep.
I can't wait. Hey, do I need to RSVP?
I got it.
Everything okay? You don't seem that amped up about the party.
I am. It's just that... nothing.
What's the deal, Phil? We're more excited about your party than you are.
I'm excited. It's just that... nothing.
Hey, where are you going? I've only been bitten once. You people are paranoid.
You gotta go. Folks need a decision by tonight.
I want an ice cream cake.
Well, I want cupcakes.
Of course you want cupcakes.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, grow up!
You grow up.
Both of you grow up and make a decision by the time I get back, or it's zucchini bread with the carrot frosting.
Why didn't you tell me?
Tell you what?
That you're a girl. That I'm living in the same house with a girl.
You're a freak.
You're one to talk. You're the one who's wearing one of those girl things that girls wear.
A what, Philip? A what? A bra? Ah! My ears are burning!
That's it. I'm picking the cake.
Then pick two, because I want separate birthdays this year.
Fine. Then I want my own party, too. And my own cake with nice pink lacy cupcakes!
Does this girl thing have anything to do with the separate birthday situation?
Which, by the way, I'm still protesting.
Protest all you want, it's a done deal.
But no, you gotta go world no epic party? How can you do this to us?
I don't even want to be in the same room with Lil, much less share a party pavilion with her.
Why?
It's just, the other day, I saw her... Ah, forget it!
Well, if that's the way you want it, but you're risking your reputation.
That's true. Today, no one else has ever thrown a party that lives up to a DeVille extravaganza.
Remember the all-you-can-eat taquito bash?
Ugh, like it was yesterday. Who could forget the murder mystery beach party complete with dismembered corpse?
Hey, not me. I still have my bloody foot.
Lil and I have had some classic parties, haven't we? Maybe I'll reconsider.
There's something static clinged to the back of your shirt.
What is it? A sock?
Ah! It's one of Lil's bras! Get it off me! Get it off me!
There's
separate party mandate stands. Sorry, Pablo, but it must be done. The animals are always the first to go.
Oh. Hand me that box, Wally.
So, what are we looking for?
Sleeping bags. My slumber party's gonna be in the house. Freako's is in the yard.
Oh, I can't believe you're gonna deny me my first DeVille party.
Give it up, girls. You're not talking me out of it.
What a shame. You and Phil used to be so close, you dressed alike. And now you're having separate birthdays.
Check me out! I'm gonna catch it! Maybe I'll reconsider about the party.
Hey, Lil! Cool t-shirt!
Thanks, Sammy. Nice bike.
Thanks. Hey, stay away from my sister!
Phil, why did you do that?
I don't know. But I do it again!
Kimmy, I have reconsidered, and separate parties is the only way to go!
Don't you think it's kind of weird that Dill still takes naps?
Oh, it's weirder than that. He stays up all night and sleeps during the day. He thinks he's a vampire.
Oh. He does look kind of chalky.
You're only supposed to leave this clay junk on for 15 minutes. How long has it been?
2 hours. Why isn't this makeover stuff as fun as it used to be?
How about a game of truth or dare?
Okay, I'll go first.
Dare. I dare you to merge parties with the guys.
Not happening.
Aw, why not? It looks like they're having a blast.
I would, but the thing is, Bill's been acting so weird lately. Ever since I got a bra, it's like changed everything.
You got a bra? Does it hurt?
Why would it hurt?
I don't know. Shaving your legs hurts. Your mom lets you shave your legs?
My mom said I have to wait until I'm 13.
14!
Married.
I'm really not that into growing up.
But if we don't grow up, we'd be freaks.
No, we'd be boys.
Ow. Can we go in now? It's too cold out here.
And too buggy. And too cramped. Bet you anything the girls are having more fun than we are.
Why don't we swing it to Tommy's house? Watch his little bro turn into a vampire.
Come on, guys. Hey, how about a game of you gotta go?
Is it just me, or is that Princess Nyoko hologram kinda hot?
Smoky.
Oh,
yeah. McTeer, you used deodorant already?
Since last month.
I've been using it since last year.
Well, I've been using it since birth.
I wish.
Well, I have an armpit here.
No way. Let's see.
I pulled it out, but I'm keeping it in a jar back home.
Ew. Oh. Hey, come on. Let's go see what the girls are up to.
Get it.
Yeah.
Up. Get going.
Okay, wait. I'll tell you what. I don't want to party with the girls, but I am open to pranking them.
All right. We got ladies coming on through. Baby, how can I call you when I don't even know your name? Maybe you should have gave me your number. Baby, I'm
was wicked awesome.
Beats You Gotta Go World, hands down.
Oh, this is just a warm-up. McTee, you still have that wireless internet hookup? Watch and learn, boys. I'm about to outprint myself. I feel free to take notes.
I can't believe he got pictures of me with my hair like this. What a jerk.
Chillax, Lil. So a couple of guys see us with junk on our faces. Big deal.
Mail call. Mail call.
Oh, no! Your brother sent out this file as a mass email to everyone in school. Make that every school in the country. Correction! Every school in the world! He spammed it to the worldwide pen pal site!
This means war.
Open the door, please.
Can't. Don't worry. You'll thank me later, when I don't sink my fangs into your lily-white neck.
Oh, Dill Pickles, open this door right now.
Last name, eh? Guess you mean business.
It's for your own protection.
Is this one of my tomato steaks? Looks like somebody watched a movie he was forbidden to see. Somebody who was also late for Phil's party.
But if I go outside, I'll risk being thrice bitten.
Honey, you know there's no such thing as vampires.
How can such a smart woman be so naive?
Go on. A social gathering's the perfect thing to take your mind off monsters.
Fine. Send me out there. I just hope you're satisfied when you have a son who's one of the undead.
As long as you make your coffin every morning, I'm fine with it.
We can egg their tent. Lame compared to what they did to us. Who is it?
It's Dill. You gotta let me in.
We can't trust you.
You're one of them.
I'm not a vampire yet.
No, a boy.
It's an emergency.
Swear on the life of your goldfish, Pablo, that the boys didn't put you up to this.
I swear. I'm sorry I crashed your party, but I got no place else to go.
Why aren't you in the tent with the guys?
Can't be outdoors. One more bite and it's open season on anything with a neck. In case things get ugly. See it and weep, ladies. Fresh bite marks.
No doubt about it.
You've been bitten.
By fleas.
Those are flea bites, all right. Been hanging around with any dogs lately?
Spike, best pillow a guy could ask for. Oh, well, that's a relief. Except, I was looking forward to the whole being able to turn into a bat and fly thing.
So you're not a real vampire, but are you interested in playing one for a night?
Color me intrigued.
Girls, I believe we have found our prank. To the attic!
And then, the old woman came lurking around the corner. And as she opened her eyes, all the kids could see were empty eye sockets. The teenagers screamed in terror and ran for their lives.
Until they came upon a field of ponies. Sweet, friendly, nice ponies who were waiting to carry them all back to safety.
Knock, knock! Guys, it's me, Dill. Can I come in? Should we let him in?
No way!
God, you guys are being ridiculous.
What's the problem?
They don't want to let you in case you're a vampire.
Funny thing about those vampire marks. Turns out they were flea bites. Man, if you could see the egg on my face.
Told you so.
Chucky?
man. I meant to get Lil.
Nice going, Philip.
You started it, Lillian.
I did not. You did.
I think I'm gonna call my mom. Tell her to pick me up.
What do you say, bat boy? Wanna head home?
Yeah, this party's like my career as a vampire. Total bust.
This is all your fault, you know. My fault? You're the one who wanted separate parties.
Happy birthday.
You too.
I guess I'm like, you know, sorry. It's just, ever since the bra incident, I felt weird around you.
Me too!
I always thought you and me were the same, but we're not. You're a girl. I don't understand girls.
I don't understand boys either.
But you know what? Since I am a girl, I could be your girls to boys translator.
I never thought of it that way, but works for me. And if there's ever a guy you're into and you need advice, I don't want to know about it. Who knew growing up was going to be such a pain in the butt?
Tell me about it.
You? Guys have it much harder than girls. Our voices go whack, we get nose hair, and we have to shave.
Please! Guys only shave their faces. Girls have to shave two whole legs. That's a lot more real estate than a measly face.
Now, at least we don't have to worry about that junk for a while.
Yeah. There's really only one thing we have to worry about right now.
What is that?
Oh, we're gonna eat an entire cake by ourselves.
I feel sick. Maybe Mom has something we can take. Mom, Lil and I ate too much.